This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Twenty questions, can you guess them all? Don't write them down, just shout them out, then tweet us with a score.
20 questions.
Hello.
Welcome to episode
100 of Plenty Questions. Episode of Plenty Questions 100. That's correct. Well done, everyone, for listening to this many.
Well done. Thank you for listening to us all this way.
And here's the answer to last episode's brain teaser, which was...
It was, what links the Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci?
Mona Lisa.
Both painted versions of Edvard Munch's The Scream.
Ah!
Self-portrait with beret and gathered shirt by Rembrandt.
Yeah.
It's what you're wearing anyway. Yeah, it's what you always wear.
All the time.
And St. Jerome writing by Caravaggio.
Caravaggio. What is the answer?
The answer is that all of those have been stolen and recovered.
Okay.
Yes, they're all paintings
that have been, stolen and then recovered.
And then recovered happily all of us who love art.
Well, that's great. What a lovely question. And there'll be another question after these, but well, maybe there won't. Let's find out and see.
Maybe there'll be something special for the 100th
something
episode,
different.
But there is a big 20.
Of course, there are a big...
There are
some 20 bigs. And here they is. Question number one. Which flowering plant is a national symbol of Scotland? The thistle. Question number two. Atlanta is the capital of which US state? Georgia. Question number three. What is the name for lines that join up points of equal temperature on a weather map? Isotherms. Question number four. How many times have Spain won the Football World Cup? Once. Question number five. Which is the last opera in Wagner's Ring cycle? Götterdämmerung. Question number six. Which geological period came immediately after the Triassic? Jurassic. Question number seven. In which year was the Munich air disaster, which killed 23 people, including many Manchester United players? 1958. Question number eight. The Gupta Empire was a classical civilization in which country? India. Question number nine. What is the capital of Bermuda? Hamilton. Question number 10. Also known as Dancing Pallbearers, what is the more popular name of the meme which was voted 2020's most popular on website Know Your Meme? The Coffin Dance. Question number 11. Which is the most popular regnal name chosen by popes? There have been 21 popes with this name. John. Question number 12. Who is the leader of WC3, a consortium dedicated to upholding standards on the World Wide Web? Tim Berners-Lee. Question number 13. O'Hare International Airport serves which American city? Chicago. Question number 14. What is the name for a grammatical symbol which combines both the exclamation mark and the question mark? Interrobang. Question number 15. The Cyrus Cylinder and the gates of the Fortress of Galawat can be found in which museum? The British Museum. Question number 16. The area of Stoke Newington is in which London borough? Hackney. Question number 17. Who wrote the children's book series Swallows and Amazons? Arthur Ransom. Question number 18. Which American Olympic swimmer played Flash Gordon, Buck Rogers and Tarzan in movies of the 1930s and 40s? Buster Crabbe. Question number 19. Which American protest singer wrote the songs Where Have All the Flowers Gone, The Hammer Song and Turn, Turn, Turn? Pete Seeger. Question number 20. Which is older, Dr. Pepper or Pepsi-Cola? Dr. Pepper. There we go. Those were your big 20 questions. 20. Please tweet us and add plenty of questions with the Z. Let us know how you got on.
It'd be lovely if someone got 20 on the 100th episode.
Well, wouldn't it? Someone got 19 yesterday. Nick Reed got 19,
well,
which
done,
is very
Nick.
Good.
And lots of other people have been close recently. So here's hoping. Anyway,
here's hoping.
We do not have a brain teaser for you today, although you have done a brain teaser sting.
Well, I've done
right?
a sting. It goes like this.
There ain't gonna be a brain teaser because we don't know when we can give the answer. Why not join us on a whole lot of Zoom quiz because that'll get them to you a bit faster. Oh, yeah.
And the banjo that you've been playing
live banjo player. Anyway, that is to say there isn't a brain teaser because we don't know where the next episode is going to be. We're having a short break from doing this because we've reached episode 100 and it's Christmas. So we will start up again sometime in 2021. Keep an eye on your podcast feeds, as I expect young people say,
feeds.
Or something. We'll gently slip into your feeds.
Ooh. Mm. Yuck. But if you are listening to this on Wednesday, the 23rd of December 2020, then please join us tonight for our Zoom quiz party type event, 8 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time.
I'm going to wear that dress.
Oh, you are. You're going to look radiant and resplendent as you always do. He'll probably bring his banjo, I'll just warn you. So come and join us. If you want to join us, then pop onto Twitter and send us a DM with your email address and we'll send you a Zoom invite.
Send a Zoom link for the live version of 20 Questions. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, 8 p.m. British time for all of our overseas, well, for our one overseas listener. And yes, we'll see you then, or if not, we'll see you in 2021.
Thank you so much for listening and for all your contributions and everything.
It's wonderful. Have a lovely Christmas.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
20 questions, 100th episode. And hope you learned some things you know to know you didn't know.
20 questions.
Oh, there's so much to learn.
Sure is.
GreatBigOwl.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.